This is Kathy Rock here, and I'm going to interview Gypsy Foster. Today is March 4th, 1992, and we're in Farson, Wyoming. Okay, when did you move out to Wyoming?
We got here in Farson May 11th, 1982.
And where are you from?
Bridgewater, Massachusetts. And it took us 5 days to come out here.
And did you just move straight out to Farson, or?
Yeah, we moved out to Farson. We had been out here the November previous to our move out here. And we were originally supposed to locate in Rock Springs, but they didn't have any places for trailers. The boom was still on at that time, 2 weeks after we got out here. The bottom fell out. But we were fortunate enough that my husband still had work, so we stayed here. And since then, he has a more secure job. The company he was working for at the time went under, and we're definitely still here.
Do you remember what was going on in your life when you decided to move?
Yeah. Real estate prices had dropped, and houses weren't selling. Businesses were closing their doors, so when people went there in the morning, there was no job to go to. And we had debated and checked with relatives in Canada as to what the situation was there, and Bill had worked with somebody back east that had moved out here, and he said, anytime you guys want a job, give me a call, and I'm sure there won't be any problem getting you on where he was working. So my husband came out in 76 the first time, and he loved it. He said he's going to die out here with his boots on. So we made it a 5-year plan that we were going to try to take a trip out here to see if it was something that the kids that were still at home could adjust to and that I could before we made the move. So we came out on a trip and put a down payment on a new trailer and all the things that go along with making a big move.
Yeah. What kind of job did he get then?
He was working construction, driving truck, out here, and that's what he had done basically all his life, back east. Since he was 16, he'd been driving.
Uh-huh. How'd you feel about it here when you first got here, then?
When the first time we came out, like I said, it was in November, and it reminded me of the towns when I was just a little kid growing up. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel as though I was going to have any problem with Justin. I didn't know how the kids would. The two younger ones did fine. And the oldest one that came out here with us after she graduated high school went back east and lived with her older sister. She couldn't take the changes all that well. She was to more population and things being more at her fingertips.
What was it like when you came? Like,
well,
economically?
We moved into the Farson trailer court because that was the only one at the time that had any spaces, and he was working in Reliance. And the first week, there was a few people moving out of the trailer court. And the second week, there had been 7 that had left in the first 2 weeks that we had moved here. Of course, I didn't understand anything that was going on. And, you know, then after being here, we realized that it's either boom or bust. And the bottom had fallen out, and people were moving on. A lot of them were oil field workers too that were living there at the time. So this was kind of a shock on, you know, did we leave something for a more insecure place, or is this just starting to hit them, what we have been going through for the past 5 years out there? And we were just, you know, glad that he had a job and stayed with it. He worked at the same company 5 years and then changed 5 years ago to another job. But so we do feel as though we've had more security than what was offered to us back there 10 years ago. Wages are different, completely different. And
better here?
They're lower. But then again, real estate taxes are lower. economically, food's basically the same, but everything back there was a lot higher. Real estate prices, taxes, and everything that goes along with it.
Okay, what was it like when you came socially?
Difficult.
How's that?
Very difficult. I think, and I tell anybody, that I think Fasten's a very cliquey community. And it's either you know people from the time you went to school out here, or money talks, or whatever the cause is, I'm not sure. But it's a very high community to get to know people in. I don't think that they want to get to know outsiders.
How was it like physically? Has it changed much?
No, Fasten hasn't done anything except the addition on the school. And they did put a little bit of curbing in up at the center, the four corners there. And what else did they do? I guess Weed and Pest did some remodeling or something. But basically out here, nothing's really changed in 10 years.
Yeah. How is it different here from where you were before?
quite a culture shock. how is it different? Whoa. I don't think my mother and father even had as little to do with in the town that I grew up in when they first went there. They had more stores, even though it was a small town. And people helped each other. They got to know people. But then that all changed through the years, too. Because one of the reasons why we left was the city people were moving out. They no longer wanted the country people's ways, and all of a sudden you found yourself a minority as far as having the friendliness, the caringness that everybody was basically brought up with. And things started. There was no crime when I was a kid. You wasn't afraid to walk down the street. Well, I still have that security living here.
Uh-huh.
But socially, I can compare Fasten to probably what it was when I was a kid growing up. Except we did have more stores. There were more job availabilities. That certain people didn't hold down 2 or 3 jobs in the community. Mm-hmm. It was more evenly distributed.
Did you know more people back east then, or you had more parties and stuff?
We entertained a great deal. Kids always had friends over the house. I lived the next town to where I had grown up, and New Englanders, as I see them now, aren't very adventurous. They basically stick right around home. Moving within, you know, maybe a 10-mile radius of where they grew up, and that would be living in another town, because all the towns out there are connected, and a town maybe only be 5 or 6 miles in size, whereas out here, you know, people have on their own property 5 or 6 miles. That was one of the funniest things. I came out here, we were looking for land, because we've always lived on our own property. And you know, and nobody would ever tell you if there was any land out here either for sale. It just, you know, wasn't talked about until after they got to know you. And I called up one lead that I heard about, and they said, well, they had subdivided the land, and how much was I looking for? I said, oh, you know, 5 or 10 acres, and that would be a great deal of land back east. Uh-huh. Of course, I still had a lot of those ways about me. And this guy laughed and told me that he didn't think he had any that small. I said, well, what size are the parcels? And he said, 40 acres. And I said, well, I don't want to buy a whole town. You know, and it was just really funny.
Uh-huh.
You know, to think, 40 acres, I could enjoy it now.
Yeah.
But it's all part of an adjustment, I guess, that, you know, you go from acre lots back east, which was a big-sized property, and having neighbors all within seeing distance, to a community where they're selling 40-acre lots, and you'd be out in the middle of no man's land, or at least that's the way I thought at the time. But I see now where it has its advantages.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought that that was probably one of the funniest things that happened, because I just didn't hear about any small acreage out here.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. The only thing is, I've been planting trees now for probably 8 years, and I haven't got one to grow. And I've tried planting flowers, but I can't get any to grow. And before, it was just putting things in the soil, and they just grew beautifully. And that adjustment's had fun, because I do want to have trees. I do want to have flower gardens, and keep working at it.
Have you tried vegetables at all?
Yeah. In the trailer court, the first year we lived there, we had a little garden. And it grew, not great, but at least it did grow. And then after we got this property that we live on now, we rototilled up a section and did everything to it that ought to have been done, and nothing grew, not even an onion. And the potatoes were so tiny that could barely see them. And then we tried it a couple other years. Last year, my husband said, well, are you going to have a garden? I told him, no, I wasn't breaking my back with something that wasn't going to grow. And he asked if I minded him trying it. I said, you'll see. It's cheaper just going buying canned goods. And sure enough, he had a nice little garden going, and in June, we got snow. It killed half of it. in July, we had hailstones, and it finished it off. And he just looked at me and he goes, yeah, I guess you're right. We'll have to wait till we get a greenhouse, huh?
That's what we've decided.
You know, these changes are probably the hardest things for me to accept, because the towns, basically, where I grew up and lived, were small towns. Mm-hmm. But nowhere near as small as fast as they could. When we moved out here, the town that we moved from, which was maybe the size of Pinedale when I was a kid growing up, it had 22,000 population, and it was just too big, too much crime. It was a college town, and too many things were going on as far as kids, and we just wanted to get out of there and be able to raise the three younger kids in an environment that they had a chance of growing up. Uh-huh. And the older kids were out on their own at the time and going to college and stuff, so they stayed right on back there.
Was that hard leaving them so far behind?
Yes, I think the hardest thing is the holidays.
Yeah.
I hate the holidays. Hated them ever since I moved here. The people that we knew, we always had open house the night before Christmas. And there'd be all kinds of food, and the family would all get together, friends would come over. And it was kind of a revolving door kind of thing. All the time, but holidays are special. Everybody got together and celebrated holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, and making the move out here. We left all that behind. We invited people over for the night before Christmas. What we used to do is, there's always a couple kids that didn't want to go to church, so they stayed home and put all the stuff in the oven while we were gone, and we'd go to church, and when we came home, everything was all ready, and all the kids exchanged gifts among the family did, and then, oh, a couple hours later, friends would start stopping over, and it was just, I don't know, it was just a holiday that you could really celebrate and have the closeness of family and loved ones. And when I invited people out here and nobody showed up, I said, oh well, I don't go to that trouble anymore. And then in talking to them, nobody celebrated it. They didn't. Yeah. So, yeah, the culture change was a lot different.
Okay, what about the physical?
Well, we went from ocean, green grass, trees, tall buildings, to flatlands, and we paused for cars.
Okay, well, how far from Boston did you live?
36 miles south, beginning Cape Cod.
So
the ocean was only 15 to 20 miles away from us. And it was a pleasant ride getting down there at night. And basically we did it in the spring and the fall. We had a swimming pool in our backyard. It was too hot fighting traffic and fighting with people crawling over all these bodies on the beach. So we took the easy way out and decided to stay home.
Did the kids miss the water when they moved out here?
No, not really, because they missed the swimming pool. Because I cut them into Rock Springs to the Civic Center. Every weekend, one weekend was going roller skating. And the other they did go swimming, so they'd still have some activities that they were accustomed to. I find that living this far away, well, even if you were living in Rock Springs now, there's no more skating rinks, so that would cut that out, but they do have a beautiful civic center. And in a way, yeah, it was an injustice to the kids living so far out because they couldn't get involved in other activities if their interest wasn't in sports.
Mm-hmm.
One of the kids we gave guitar lessons to, like I said, I caught him in every weekend so that they could do some of the things they were accustomed to. And it was a drain, but it gave them something that they enjoyed, and we'd take any of their friends that could come along with us, so other kids could have some fun too. The thing that I think amazed me, I think probably the first 3 years that we lived here, we were traveling extensively, you know, seeing other parts of the state, and trying to do different things with the kids. And some of the kids they were going to school with that have lived here in the valley all their life had never even been those places. So I guess, you know, everybody has their own lifestyle.
Yeah.
But if they don't see what's outside of one area, how are they going to know what they want when they're older? Or
yeah,
how do we know what we're going to want if we decide to make changes in that life?
Was it hard to adjust to the drier climate? Or?
No, I didn't have any trouble adjusting to it. Some of the kids did. It took maybe up to 6 months to be able to acclimate their bodies. It was funny because last year when we went back east, I couldn't handle the humidity. I almost passed out every day, and the sweat just poured off me. Maybe that's why I stayed so skinny when I was back there, I don't know. Maybe either that or I was chasing 6 kids and their friends. But, you know, it was good to be back home when we sat down in Rock Springs. I just said, oh, boy, is it good to be home. And the difference, even though it's a higher elevation, it's supposed to be harder to breathe. I was back where I belonged. I didn't have any problems. All the problems I had suffered those 2 weeks, gone. So it was kind of nice being back here for that reason, you know, alone. And then seeing what kids were back here. The lifestyles are so completely different. You know, I go either way, and I feel very comfortable. It's just that people back there don't understand me now, and people out here have never understood me. And I do have that kind of a gap as far as expressing myself, and terminology is different in both places. And, you know, that kind of thing. And they just kind of laugh at me. And but I think I'm more Western in my ways of thinking now than I am Eastern. But that's because you're living in that environment.
Yeah.
And I think you adjust.
Yeah.
Although I don't feel so changed. I still have the same interest as what I had back there. And basically, no, I don't feel as though I've changed at all.
What are some of your interests?
Well, when you have a bunch of kids, then you have to have hobbies in order to keep your sanity. And living out here, you have to have hobbies to keep your sanity too. So I've developed a few more along the way. I enjoy ceramics, artificial flower arrangements. Excuse me. Since I've been out here, I've taken classes in painting. I really enjoy oils. Watercolors was okay, but wasn't my thing. I've taken a lot of art classes because basically I guess that's my interest line. And I've enjoyed all the classes and I continue to use them throughout the year, every year. And so when something that I don't do a whole lot of now is I can't see too out at the needle, but I used to do a lot of sewing back east, making kids' clothes and stuff like that. I enjoy gardening, and you can't garden out here. And just doing things out in the yard, I've always enjoyed having a pretty yard as well as and having things that you can do. We always set up the horseshoes, have the croquet set out, play volleyball. The kids always had enough activities in their own yard. They didn't have to go searching anywhere to find something to do. And we basically still do it. Well, not that all the grandchildren live around here now, but the little kids. Some of our friends have, they're young themselves and they have younger kids. When they bring them over, there's always something to do, too. The biggest change, I guess, was within my husband. We used to do a lot of camping before. Every Friday night we were gone. And we'd go for the weekend. Now we don't do quite as much camping. But we'll still take day trips up the mountains, have a picnic, go fishing. And he didn't fish back east. There wasn't any need to get all the fish we wanted right from the piers. He also took up hunting since he came out here. And he looks forward to that every year. And I never cut meat. I didn't know how to cook wild game, basically, when we moved here. I've learned it. We still do things as a family unit. And I guess maybe that's one of the things that I found more difficult out here. Because there's lots of families for generations that live here. And they're probably doing the same things, doing things as a family unit. But several times a year, there'd probably be 27 families up as back east that would all go camping together. We'd have cookouts. And it would be friends coming over. And some of our cookouts would have as many as 125 people. And out here, you can't have a cookout. And, you know, these are things that I really miss as far as our lifestyle, is having that kind of a social gathering where it's a family unit, not basically just adults and doing things like that. I think that out here, I don't know, circumstances are such that all the women have to work or not, but they all prefer to work rather than raise their kids. And it wasn't like that. It was women stay home and take care of your kids because they need you more in their teens than what they do when they're little. And know where your kids are and what they're doing and who they're associating with. And I don't know, there's a double standard of life out here in that respect, with the adults think more of their own personal life and enjoyment from what I can see, and socializing than paying attention to the families and their kids didn't ask to be born. And why should they raise themselves? You know, all my kids, we wanted. And we were willing to make sacrifices, and now they're all gone. And now it's our time to enjoy each other to the fullest and do the things that we want to do now. And 19 years in the youngest one's life isn't all that you know, fire. And I just don't understand people's attitudes about that. But everybody to their own thing. They don't follow me, and I don't follow them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so many changes like that that I find very difficult.
Have you found much? Is there been, you said there was a lot of crime back east. Have you had any problems with crime at all here?
Dogs disappearing. And that you can have your suspicions. But outside of that, I can't say that anything's happened to us personally or to our household or anything like that. I think it's rather a secure feeling, but it's like living any place else. Just watch out who you bring home. And, you know, if for some reason you don't find things all that appealing about another person, back away from them. Because nobody needs any problems. You can be happy living a quiet life, as well as being a social butterfly. And back east, almost all our close friends were either teachers or cops. And now I don't have... Okay, as far as kids banging down doors, threatening your life to get a few dollars from you. No, I don't have that fear. If a vehicle was to break down on the side of the road, coming from Rock Springs home or vice versa, basically, you know what time people are traveling back here to the valley from work, and I just tried to leave before everybody would be in from work that they may recognize the vehicle. I've only had to me once that I had a vehicle break down, and I just flagged someone down that was going by and asked them to have the station call several numbers, and they offered to give me a ride home. And it was a government vehicle, so I figured I could take my chances. But I jotted their number down from their car license plate, and I left it in the truck. That way, if anything did happen to me, they'd know where to go looking.
Yeah, good idea.
But you have to, you know, no matter where the heck you live, I don't care where it is, whether it's here or in the cities, you have to be extremely careful. I don't have the fear that if I go to the community club, to a dance or something like that here, that I might get jabbed with a needle. Those things, I just don't worry about living here. Or, you know, coming home and finding your house going through and things stolen. I used to have a police scanner back east. I still have the same scanner. The only time I use it's when the highway's up hauling. But it got so bad, you could hear where the stakeouts were, if they were right in your neighborhood, and that they were doing drug busts, and kids going around knocking down their friends' houses' doors to get in, and, you know, all that kind of weird stuff that just doesn't go on out here.
Yeah.
And it's great. I mean, you know, you can leave your house and say, hey, I can leave my door unlocked. Back there, you locked your vehicle doors day and night, and you ran your air conditioner during the daytime and had your door locked unless you were going outside. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in that respect, there's a lot of peace of mind. And I think all of us are entitled to that.
Yeah.
So, but I know people back there, some of them think of moving out here. And how can you stand it? And I tell my lover. And I go back there and I ask them the same question. It's just a rat race.
Yeah.
And most people fear for their lives. They lock the doors when they get in their vehicle and don't dare to ride a mile down the street without them being locked. In the daytime, too. So, you know, I guess it's different strokes for different folks.
Well, that one really doesn't apply here. We kind of covered before. What changes have you seen since you've moved here? Just the school mostly?
Here?
Yeah, just in here since...
Just in here?
You've been here.
Basically the school, a lot of people have moved down.
Uh-huh.
And I think now the people that have lived here most of their life are now accepting newcomers a little bit easier than when I first moved here.
You think there's more newcomers now?
Yeah, I think that. You know, there may be more settling in on more permanent terms. I think the Valley people were very leery people at the time that I was moving in. And, you know, it was almost like you're an alien. And the ones that I found easiest to meet and to learn to build a relationship with was the ones that had been here for a long period of time that were transplants too, that they had moved here from another area.
Uh-huh.
And yet people that I know that have moved out of here into other areas have said that the same thing, that this has been a very difficult place to get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And for living in a state as short a time as what we have, most of our friends have moved out of Fashion and have located someplace else in the state, and we still keep in contact with each other. And it makes it kind of neat. That way you have places to go and new things to see. For us, you know, but at the same time, I sure do wish that they lived around here so that we could have our visits like we used to, have the closeness of a friendship.
Yeah. So how do you like living in Carson now?
It's okay. I can take it or leave it. It wouldn't bother me one way or the other. I look at it that my husband has 4.5 years before he retires. We have the security of having our own home. We have the security of a job, and that'll be just fine. What we'll do in another 5 years, we don't know yet. We know we can handle what we have. We can make improvements on it, and we could be satisfied with that. We don't bother our neighbors. Our neighbors don't bother us. It's cool. And for security reasons, yeah, I think we'll probably still stay here. Unless we, you know, become millionaires or something like that overnight. But you do with what you have. And you can make the most of what you have around you, taking classes at school, as an out, or mental therapy, whatever anybody wants to call it. Who you socialize with, it's always, you know, up to yourselves. We're not drinkers, so we don't go to bars. Occasionally we do, Occasionally we enjoy having a drink, but you know, we limit it to one or two, and it's probably only once, twice a year. When my daughters get married, I indulge, I deserve it. But outside of that, I guess there isn't anything I can't do here that I couldn't do someplace else.
Yeah.
I enjoy going in town, browsing in stores, but one day isn't enough. And I, you know, try to plan my trips accordingly so I can visit while I'm in town. And we have, you know, some family out there. We have good friends in Rock Springs, too. So we try to include them in on our trips in town. Whereas at night around here, we can take a run over and visit somebody for a couple hours now that we don't have any obligations to younger kids. It's hard on the, like yourself. You're young, you have children, their needs come first, and it really ties you down. And then you do ranching, and during lambing season, that will be coming up pretty soon.
Okay.
You know, that really confines you to the house. And we don't have those responsibilities now. So that we can just kind of tripsy around and visit and kind of have fun at things now, where before, when kids are involved in sports and all that, we have so many obligations of playing taxi and trying to do whatever needs to be done in the home and with the animals and all that. And I think it makes a big difference. You know, it's like after supper, during supper, now we'll say, oh, let's take a ride tonight. Yeah, it's great. I love it. And like Dodie, she was taking college classes during school, which I think was just great. I mean, 2 weeks after graduation, the girl had 2 years of college. And financially, now, our burdens have lightened a great deal, because when it came to education, I wanted to make sure that that was top priority, and where she was willing to do it while she was still in high school. I gave her that much more credit for it. And, you know, so now we have a little play money, so to speak, that we can do things that we want to do.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's enjoyable. But people out here, you're so darn busy with ranches, irrigating. Their time is spent differently than going to a job, working 8 hours, and coming home. It's a whole lot different. My lifestyle is completely different than most people's out here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess that that makes a difference, too.
Yeah.
And it's something that all of us are capable of change, so it's up to us to do what's right for us, but yeah, be socially acceptable too.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Thank you.
Oh, that's quite all right.